Leather Up will keep you safe while looking great with a huge selection of armored and casual flannel shirts. From heated to sleeveless, Leather Up's got badass gear for all riders and all seasons. Leather Up, with 3.5 million customers since 1999. Iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability with free same-day shipping on orders over $100. Visit leatherup.com and use the promo code MAYHEM for 20% off.
Welcome to another edition of the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio Podcast, hosted by Johnny Rizzo, where we talk about everything motorcycle, from tips on safe riding, to apparel and accessories, to where the next events are, and everything in between. So, let's mount up and ride. Hey Johnny, where are we going this time?
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
What's up, Kate Fox?
What's up, Long Island?
What's up, Chris Beckins?
What's up, Johnny?
It's been a while since we've seen Mr. Beckins with us.
It's been a while. We got Big Chris in the house.
Big Chris is in the house. What's up, everybody? I am Johnny Rizzo. I am with Kate Fox and Big Chris Beckins. And you are listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Yes.
So what's going on, guys?
Hey, we are here. We are in the studio under a deep, dark cloud, waiting for the clouds to open and create traffic.
Absolutely. And if you're in that traffic, you get to hear us.
Yeah.
What's up? So how was your weekend, Kate?
My weekend? What the heck did I do this weekend?
I don't know. I don't know what I did either. Wow.
That's how it is lately.
It's a blur.
I had the contractor at my house, you know.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Under renovation.
Ah, yes. You're getting that shower done.
Yes, indeed.
I've never seen somebody so proud of a shower. That's awesome.
Bro, did you see the before pictures?
I saw the before picture. I saw it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Well, I'm glad to welcome Chris Beckins back to the studio.
He's
been out and about. I mean, Wayne has been out and about, too.
Yes.
Wayne will be back probably next week, I'm sure.
Right.
He's busy, man.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. So what's going on, Chris?
Not too much. We got past our camp out, Long Island Bates annual camp out.
Was that the last time you were here?
Yeah, I haven't been here since, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been busy, like you said. We're very active and very involved in a lot of different things. We've been to the Nassau County Traffic Safety Meeting, the Queens County Traffic Safety Meeting. We got to meet the Commissioner of DMV, the Assistant Commissioner of DMV, as well as the National Governor's Traffic Safety Committee leader as well. So we're working, trying to build relationships to help keep motorcyclists safe here on Long Island and New York.
Wow, that is a busy thing. You are a busy man.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, you weren't here when I gave you the props, that you did a great job with that camp out.
That camp out was amazing. We had such adversity getting into that, between the scheduling that, you know, every year we get in there early and we get to set up and we have like a 4 or 5 day event unofficially.
Right.
Our event is actually only from Saturday to Sunday, but people become, you know, they make it a party. You know, it's all there all weekend. It's awesome.
Wayne blasting his tacos.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You don't go hungry in this place either, you know. But unfortunately, there was a wedding planned this year prior to our camp out, the 2 days before.
Right.
Which, due to the weather, they canceled. And we weren't told that they canceled until afternoon on Friday.
Wow.
So that cut down quite a bit of the attendance, and it hurt us a lot in the pocket, you know. But still, even with all that adversity and the rain Saturday morning setting up, I mean, it was terrible. But when the sun came out and the good times started to roll, they were rolling.
They were great. I actually had a very good time. Last year I was there. I didn't have my motorcycle with me, but this year I had it. And I had a blast with it. I did not want to get off it, Chris. It was just constantly riding around.
Oh, yeah, you were like that little kid running around the neighborhood. Yeah, it was great.
They going through the hay, right?
Yeah, there was some random acts of silliness.
So what does it take to put something like that together?
It takes well over 6 months worth of preparation. We're already starting to talk about what we're going to do for next year, because you have to secure the park. You have to secure everything that goes with it, the food, all the, like, well, even the bike game stuff. We have it, but we still have to coordinate all of that. We have to coordinate the all the preparations, the bands, the logistics of everything, the barbecues, the campers, because we try to get campers on site so we can actually stay there instead of trying to lose, you know, commute back and forth. And it's a major event. You know, we had a great turnout. We had, even with the adversity, we had a great turnout. We had a decent time. Between the food, the money, the bands, we had the adult bingo this year, naughty bingo, which is pretty interesting. but it was just, it was awesome. And, you know, it's like kind of like going to your kid's wedding, where after all said and done, it's over and you're like, wow, that was great. How was it?
I can finally sit down and have a beer.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, at the end of the night, it's like 11 o'clock and the last band's playing. And, you know, we're just looking around, hanging out, going, wow, this was great.
And I must say, the bands you had this year were amazing.
Yeah, they had the great
Those
great
bands were great bands. Do you remember the name of those bands?
It was The Mechanics.
Mechanics is always great to see.
Knockout, New York. Right. And Second Chance. Which they all hit and swung it out of the park. It was great.
Second Chance does a bike night sometimes. Well, they've done one so far, and everyone I book them to do, it rains. It always happens. I don't know why. But I think we're going to do tomorrow there's no bike night. The next Thursday will be at Robbins. I think the new location. At Frogs.
Frogs.
Frogs right. Bar and Grill.
Frogs Bar and Grill.
Yeah, that should be great. That should be great.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. And I think we're going to do one more with Fridays. That might be it for the bike nights for us this year. I know there's a lot of stuff going on, so.
It's so much going on. Especially every weekend. Yeah, there's so much going on during the week. I mean, weekends are so busy. You're planning it all week long, you know, so you don't really have time to get out there.
Exactly. That makes it tough, you know. So I want to definitely get one big one. At TGI Fridays in Farmingville.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like, you know, every time we plan a bike week, we get threatened with rain. And then when you cancel it, it don't rain. And then when you keep it on, it rains.
Yep.
So I don't know what to do with that.
Well, you did an impromptu one. Well, was it impromptu last week?
Well, what happened last week was it was so hot, right? It was so hot. We have a vendor chat that goes on. Everyone, we get to talk to all our vendors. And they just started saying, it's too hot, I'm not coming. And then next one, it's too hot, I'm not coming. I'm not coming. So I said, all right, well, I'm not going to cancel it. So we never banned. We never did vendors. So when I got there, about 60, 70 bikes showed up, which was pretty cool, though, I got to say. And they all understood. You know, there was no – at that time, it was gorgeous out there. Now it's gorgeous out. It's like 72 degrees, no humidity, I can speak, right? And then so it's been this party inside. So we brought the party inside, and everyone sat at the bar, and they ate, and they did what they got to do.
Yeah, it was great. We actually got to enjoy it for a change.
Yeah.
And socialize.
Yeah, that's the talk. You know what I mean? So there was no vendors, but it worked out. So I definitely want to do one more at Fridays before, I mean, the summer's over, but, you know.
Well, unofficially, it's not over yet.
Well, yeah.
We still got some warm weather, and a lot of people still ride.
It's still hot. It's still hot.
Oh, yeah. Indian summer's coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be like pizza snow.
Oh, yeah. I remember we did in Kentucky, we did Vet City, and it was 89 degrees, and we were dying in October. And we were dying or whatever. Like, so then he said, maybe I'll make it in November. And it was still hot the next year. It was just unbelievable. Unbelievable, Kate.
Was it unbelievable?
It was unbelievable. I'll tell you, it was awesome. So, you know, anything you want to talk about, Chris, that happened over the...
Well, unfortunately, we have had some bad news over this weekend as well. We had Lee Zednik, one of the Blue Knights. He's a Long Island Bait member. He was in the middle of a fundraising run on his motorcycle, and he had had a crash and unfortunately did not make it.
That's
so
horrible.
My family goes out to the – my prayers go out to the family and friends. The wake is going to be Thursday. We're going to put it out on social media so we can support the family. Unfortunately, he's not – he didn't leave his wife in very good shape financially, so there's a GoFundMe page. For Richie Zednik's putting it on. I think you say that right. Is it Zednik?
Yeah. Richie's been calling in the show lately about that one. That was the one he'd been calling in about, right?
Zednik?
Yeah. So we've been promoting the run. I mean, they're great guys. They support us as well.
Absolutely.
You know, we have friends in across the whole community, you know, and this is tragic. This is not a good thing at all. You know, accidents happen. People do stupid things, but this was not something that you're ready for.
No, never.
So, you know, we're out there. We're trying to do what we can do to help the wife and the family. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but that's why you got to be careful out there. You got to ride right. You know your area, know who you're riding with, and well, of course, know your machine.
Absolutely.
Make sure it's in good shape, you know.
You know, that's the big thing when you do these runs. You got to make sure the people around you are paying attention to you as much as you're paying attention to them. You know what I mean? So you got to really, really watch out for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody wants to do it and get involved, right. But they don't. Like, they don't listen. Like, when you have a ride like this, you have to have a meeting prior to the departure. And people have to pay attention. A lot of times people are in a corner, they're not listening, they don't hear exactly what's going on. So if there is any outriding or something like that where you have road guards and stuff, they're not paying attention.
Right.
And you have to be able to act on something that you're not ready for. So if you see a guy coming up on your left and all of a sudden he wants to get in, you kind of got to make room. You know, not necessarily, I don't know that this happened in this situation because I don't want to talk out of turn, but in a large run like that, you have to be aware, period.
Absolutely. When I ride, I always try to make myself an escape route. You know what I mean? Like, if this happens, I'm going that way. If that happens, I'm going to, you try to do that. You know, not that it's always going to work out for you, but you got to keep your mind in the game. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
You never know when you're going to see an ice cream shop, so you want to be able to pull
it. You never know when you might pass that burger joint. You smell. Like, Burger King always smells like a great idea. You know what I'm saying? But after the fact, like,
before you eat it.
Exactly. Exactly so. All right. So, guys, I am Johnny Rizzo. I am with Kay Fox and Big Chris Beckins. We are Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Check out our website. And go on our website, and you get a chance to win a trip on a cruise, Kay.
Woohoo!
The High Seas Rally. So go to MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com and enter the win now. We'll be right back after these messages.
Boom!
Say your prayers, it's a one. Don't forget my son to include everyone. I tuck you in, all within. Keep you free from sin till the Sandman comes.
For commercial office printers, copiers, document cloud-based solutions, and with over 50 years of service, the choice is clear. Northeastern Office Equipment. Get a free, no-obligation quote. Visit northeasternoffice.com. Save the date. The 14th annual Rocking the Road for a Cure Motorcycle Running Classic Car Show for Breast Cancer.
Sunday, October 1st at Marjorie Post Park in Massapequa.
With the after party at the VFW Hall at 191 Veterans Boulevard in Massapequa. Trophies, raffles, vendors, food trucks, live music, and more.
Register online
at rockingtheroadforacure.org. Stop by First Manufacturing Company at 389 West Sunrise Highway in Freeport, New York. They have the largest selection of motorcycle accessories, apparel, and fashion leather goods on Long Island. Use the promo code RADIO and receive 20% off your in-store or online order. Visit firstmfg.com. Micro DOT helmets weigh less than a bottle of water and are the lightest DOT-approved helmets on the market, available in a variety of styles. Keep your head safe with a lightweight DOT-approved helmet. Visit microdothelmets.com.
Right. We are back.
We are
Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. I'm with Kate Fox and Big Chris Beckins. And we are Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. I am so full. You know why? I ate my leftovers last night, Kate. Henry's Pizza.
Oh.
I had tortellini. I had tortellini, Kate, with garlic and oil. And how I ordered it, Chris, how I ordered my garlic, right? Heavy garlic. And they did exactly that. Spinach. Oh, my God. All their food is great. How was
Absolutely.
That pizza?
Awesome.
How was that margarita?
It's all good.
Where's Pat? Thanks, Pat. All right. Well, Henry's Pizza, guys, is the official pizzeria of Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. So you can check out Henry's Pizza. They're at 6214 Jericho Turnpike in Commack. Give them a call at 631-462-8000. Or go to their website, henryspizzacomac.com. So, also, notice I had Fat Boy's Burrito, too.
Oh.
Fat Boy's Burrito. Oh, my God. And with the fact that Fat Boy's Burrito will be set up at the Rock and Roll for a Cure.
Oh.
Run. Awesome.
Fat Boy's Burrito will be there in Massapequa on October 1st.
Yeah.
So you got to check out Fat Boy's Burrito. They got the best tacos, burritos, salads, both Whatever you want, Fat Boys Burrito got it, and they are amazing. So check out Fat Boys Burrito at their three awesome locations, Kate.
Yes.
You got 2496 Merrick Road in Belmore, 4097 Jericho Turnpike in East Norport, 1660 Old Country Road in Plainview.
Inside the Coliseum Deli.
And that's also a great spot to eat as well. I got to let them know I promote them just so they know.
Just so.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
You think they don't know?
I don't know. They might. Who knows? And also, we got to mention our buddy out there, Wayne Blast, who is in Blackthorn right now. Blackthorn is starting when, Chris? Friday? Thursday?
Officially, the pub crawl starts on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
Which is today.
Today? No wonder why I can't get in touch with Wayne.
Oh, I don't know if you've been following him on Facebook, but he's got tons of stuff going on.
Yeah.
One of the girls had a flat on a highway at about 80. Luckily, everything worked out okay.
Right.
They're covering some grounds. They're definitely doing some riding, kicking back, and enjoying. It's good stuff.
That's all. You know, he deserves it, man. He's one hardworking dude, man. I got to tell you.
Absolutely.
That guy's everywhere. He's always constantly. You give him a call. It's like, I'm busy. What's up? And you can't get him. So check out Wayne Blast, guys. Get your banners, your truck lettering, your trophies.
Yes.
Your T-shirts. Whatever you might need. Okay? Check out Wayne Blast at WayneBlast.com. Or go to Wayne Blast Customs on Facebook. Or give him a call at 631-643-3333. So, Wayne Blast is your man.
And he's a blast.
He is a blast.
Oh, absolutely.
he's having a blast right now. So, oh, my goodness. So, a lot of things going on. We have a lot of stuff going on.
Absolutely.
Right? Should we start with Rolling Thunder? Should we talk about Rolling Thunder? I think we should talk a little bit
about Rolling Thunder. Okay, let's talk about Rolling Thunder.
All right, so Chris, what do you know about Rolling Thunder?
It's thunderous.
I got that picture you sent me.
Rolling Thunder is a great organization.
It is.
POW/MIA awareness. They do a lot for the veterans organization. Mm-hmm. Billy Burns, and he's amazing. The whole organization, everybody does so much for the community of veterans, whether it be supporting the past and previous veterans to the ones that are currently active. They do so much. You got so many different programs out there. If you need something or if you're a veteran in need, Billy Burns will run out there with a crew of guys and he'll build a ramp. A couple messages on Facebook back and forth. Next, you know, within 12 hours, you'll have a ramp for access. He'll redo bathrooms for people. You know, not like, you know, glamorous bathrooms. We're not talking about homes of God. We're talking handicap accessible. We're talking functional.
Okay.
Not just a garden hose hanging out in the back of the house, but, you know, he does some amazing stuff, too.
That's awesome.
The whole crew is amazing.
And we got to talk about, I mean, besides Rolling Thunder, it's an awesome thing. And they have their event October 8th. Where, Chris? Do you have the flyer in front of you?
I sent it to you.
I have it right here. 99 New York Avenue in Massapequa.
Yes, the Marine Corps League.
The Marine Corps League. Yeah. They are having their annual run that they have, like you were just saying about, talking about.
Absolutely.
The registration is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Kickstands up at 12. They always have great vendors there. It's always a good time over there.
Absolutely. They'll have a little ceremony.
Yeah.
And it's mostly for the suicide awareness, the 22 a day.
22-mile ride they're having.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very heartfelt thing, and it's a great thing with the community, you know.
Absolutely. So check out Rolling Thunder, guys. Go on their Facebook page, Rolling Thunder, and you can check it out yourself over there. Yeah. But speaking about Billy Burns, man, right? What those guys did on the 11th.
Yeah, they did the 9/11 Memorial Run, where they did 911 miles.
They were over that.
They did. It was actually, they by the time they got to Ground Zero, it was 911 miles. But by the time they got home, it was over 1,000.
Right.
They started in Montauk just about sunrise, and then they went into, they went everywhere. They
Pennsylvania?
Went to, they went to Pennsylvania. They went to Ground Zero. Right. They went to Pennsylvania. They went to D.C. And then they stopped again on the way back, I think, in Ground Zero.
Right.
And it was just amazing. In the pouring rain.
Yeah.
You know, two guys definitely did it, Joe Martin and Bill Burns. A couple of guys, riders left in the morning with them. I don't know how long they were with them, but throughout the day in the rain and the inclement weather, they just kept going, doing what they're doing.
That's amazing.
So it is amazing.
How long have they been doing that for, you know? I mean, that was for years, right?
I think this was his third year doing it. It could have been the fourth. I'm not sure. We have to get him on the show and find out.
Wow. It is amazing. And ironically enough, Billy Burns and it's his daughter running with the Rolling Thunder. Wow. Right? So
Lauren, she's another sweetheart. She does a lot of great stuff for the community. She's also an Abate member, as well as Bill and Joe Martin, all of them. We all support each other in what we do here on the island. You know,
that's amazing about the biker lifestyle that's out here on Long Island. Everybody does support everybody.
It's true. Everybody.
Everybody does. You know what? If somebody's in need, the bikers are always the first ones right there. Right there to help out, no matter what it is, Kate.
Always.
Always right there. And I'm proud to be a biker. And it's too bad that, you know, we get a bad rap sometimes.
Sometimes. I think it's getting better.
I think so, too. But, you know, if you're out there in your car, I don't care if you're on Sunrise Highway or Montauk Highway, the Long Island Expressway, 25A, wherever you are out there, and you hear our voices right now. And if you happen to see a lot of bikes together doing something, and you get held up for, God forbid, 5 minutes, they're doing something good, right, Chris? They're out there.
Oh, absolutely.
They're raising money.
Yeah, we were on the Iron Horse Run, and they were blocking Sunrise Highway for about, like you said, not even 5 minutes. One woman come flying in the parking lot, peed off that she was so mad she couldn't get through. She was doing, you know, burnouts in the park. I'm like, really? By the time you got done, you could have waited 5 minutes and kept going.
Right.
You're fine.
Exactly. Well, I see that on a run over the summer where we were doing a run, and a pickup truck tried to get in, and he started swerving at the motorcycle. Meanwhile, there had to be at least 700 motorcycles on this run. Are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Unbelievable. So, well, whatever it is, guys, you're out there. Keep your eyes out for motorcycles because we're all over the place, especially these days, right, Chris?
Absolutely.
So I'm glad to have you back in the studio. It's been a while.
It's good to be back.
It's been a while. Me and Kate have been doing the show together. A lot of violins going on in the studio. A lot of violins. You know? So what else going on, Kate?
Not a stinking thing, except for we're getting ready for the High Seas Rally.
Oh, yeah. Go on our website.
Well, there is stuff going on, but.
Well, yeah. Go to MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com and enter the win today. You can win a cruise. Going to, where are we going? Okay, we're going to get Key. I'm saying we like you're going.
Well, right? I ain't going.
I'm going. Right? Key West. It's going to be starting out in Tampa Bay. Going to Key West. Going to Costa Maya. Right? Where else are we going?
Cozumel.
That's right. We're going all over the place on this cruise ship. And we'll get back to that after we're done with PJ. PJ's going to be calling in from the Punishers to talk about his event. We got Indian Larry's block party coming up this weekend. So I am Johnny Rizzo. I am with Kay Fox and Big Chris Beckins. We are Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Check us out on the web at MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com and get a chance to win a cruise. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Boom!
Micro DOT helmets weigh less than a bottle of water and are the lightest DOT-approved helmets on the market, available in a variety of styles. Keep your head safe with a lightweight DOT-approved helmet. Visit microdothelmets.com.
There are so many ways to TGIF. Date night or late night, make it a great night. How you Fridays is up to you. How much fun you have. Let us take care of that. Introducing Happy Every Hour. All day, every day drink specials. Only at Fridays.
We'll be right back.
Leather Up will keep you safe while looking great with a huge selection of armored and casual flannel shirts. From heated to sleeveless, Leather Up's got badass gear for all riders and all seasons. Leather Up, with 3.5 million customers since 1999. Iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability with free same-day shipping on orders over $100. Visit LeatherUp.com and use the promo code MAYHEM for 20% off.
There are so many awesome bike rallies all over this great country, which you can find at cyclefish.com. Check out cyclefish.com for a full schedule of events. Cyclefish.com. Please go to cyclefish.com for all the details.
Hi, Vastia mateys. We want to send one lucky listener and their guest to the ultimate biker vacation.
Motorcycle Mayhem is teaming up with the High Seas Rally.
Arr.
The world's only motorcycle rally at sea, where bikers from around the globe take over a cruise ship for 7 days. To enter, fill out an entry form at MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com or on our Facebook page and click the contest banner.
Contest September 20th.
Visit HighSeasRally.com for all the info that won't fit in this commercial. Winner is responsible for select cruise ship options and packages, port fees, taxes, gratuities, and transportation to and from Tampa, Florida.
Yeah! What's up, everybody? We are back. I am Johnny Rizzo. I'm with Kate Fox. What's up, Kate?
Oh, you know, we're sitting here in MacArthur Airport in the studio.
You know.
Just, you know.
Got a wall behind you now.
It's freaking me out.
I know, me too. You're a little claustrophobic in here, huh?
It's like you can feel it.
I know.
It's like we're so used to the empty space behind us, the open space, I should say.
Well, this place will be gorgeous when it's done.
Yes.
So, what's up, Chris?
What's happening?
We are back. So, you know what? Every year, I mean, there's a lot of events that happen every year, but this one's pretty special. It's a 9/11 memorial run that happens every
yes,
year.
Yes.
And PJ runs that event. And last year, they combined it, right, with Indian Larry's block party. And
right.
What a great, great event that was. And this year, they're doing it again.
Ooh.
So on the phone we have with us right now, we have the one and only PJ Marcel. What's up, PJ?
Yo, what's going on, guys? Hey, Johnny Rizzo. Nice to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, PJ.
So, oh, my God. I'm so excited. I can't even tell you.
I can only imagine. So tell us about what's going on here now.
Oh, man. For those that are tuning in, those that are new to the show, people that follow us, we're on our 8th year, 22nd anniversary, 9/11. Well, like you said, we've combined the event once again where we're leaving Flushing Meadow Corona Park with NYPD, FDNY, NYPD Aviation Helicopter leads the ride.
Wow.
Johnny, you've been there.
Yes.
You've been there.
Amazing.
Amazing event. So many people on board, so many organizations, so many clubs, so many people helping to make this run, to make this clock tick. And we're ending once again at Indian Larry's in Brooklyn, 70 North 15th Street in Brooklyn. Indian Larry Motorcycles 20th block party.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be incredible. Is not. I don't have words.
I know. It's amazing. Because the Indian Larry block party alone is huge, and the 9/11 memorial run is huge. So you put these two together, and it's huge.
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 It's a tremendous event. Kate, you've been there multiple times. You've seen the event. You've always supported us. Everything that you do on the radio, everything you do in person, in public, and all that you've done for other agencies and organizations, and everything you do with your personal endeavors in life, it's so appreciated. I have to give her the shout out.
Yeah.
You know, thank you.
If people don't realize the magnitude of some events, and it doesn't matter the size of your event. I don't care if it's 20 bikes, you know, 200 bikes. You know, I'm hitting always anywhere between 2,000 to 4,000 to 7,000 motorcycles. I don't even know how many are going to come this year. We never know. But the hair stands up on your arms when the helicopter flies in.
Yeah.
And I give the wave. I'm at the beginning of the crowd, and I'm making sure we all get through. And NYPD does an incredible job. All the people, the FDNY along the route, staged, hanging the flags, waving, saluting, cheering on the heroes. 42nd Street, full court,
yes.
Times Square. This has never been done by a permit before. Like, this is incredible.
It absolutely is. And I got to tell you, when I went on the ride 2 years ago with you, and going through the FDR Drive and coming out and seeing the World Trade Center and seeing people just waving and hanging off the bridges with flags, and it's an incredible thing to witness, you know. And even starting out in Queens, overpasses, people waving at you, cars are beeping, people on the side of the road, kids. It's just an amazing thing to be part of. And it's a huge ride. It really is. And PJ, man, you put this thing together. That's not an easy task. You know, there's a lot involved with doing what you do. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah.
There is a lot of wheels that have to turn and be greased. There's a lot of moving parts. It's a logistical nightmare. I will not sleep from today till Saturday. And the saddest moment for me is when the ride, everybody puts their kickstands up. It's the saddest part for me because it's over.
Right.
Nothing else I can do. I can't promote it.
Right.
Come on your show with your huge following, because everybody knows you in the motorcycle scene. Everybody knows you and Wayne. You guys are all over the place.
Right.
I can't advertise on Facebook. I can't advertise in the groups. I can't. Just, it's it. It's done for me.
Right, right. Well, you know what? It's not done because now you have next year to look forward to.
This year it's on Rosh Hashanah. I know a lot of people that observe the religious observance of Rosh Hashanah are a little disgruntled, but I know a lot of people are still showing up. It wasn't my fault. We picked this date before Rosh Hashanah was announced last year.
Right.
I got a phone call from the NYC. I got NYC mayor's office direct call me about 3 hours ago. Mm-hmm. Representative for the department asked if I needed anything else. They confirmed that they're sending 1,500 barricades. They assigned 85 traffic agents to go through Manhattan. They have Department of Transportation advertising on all the billboards. NYPD Aviation, FDNY Marine 1, 2, and 4 is going to be out in the water. The Port Authority was contacted for the bridge closure, tunnel closure. I mean, I could go on and on about this event. And again, it's not that I want to say I'm the best, I'm the greatest. I've never been that way. I support anybody's event I show up to, and I work.
Right, you do.
President.
You do.
Work.
You do work.
So I just wanted to do something special, and it took off, and we're able to give this to everybody. We're supporting an agency that all the money goes to Forest Hills Ambulance, keeping the agency alive, training the heroes of tomorrow, memorializing 9/11, putting this event on the map, working together to have two events. I mean, Indy and Larry's, last year, Bobby and John said they happened to look down the block.
Right.
They thought it was a parade walking towards them. There was about 1,000 people.
Yeah. It's amazing. My whole thing with that run, when I did it with you, I couldn't do it last year because I was already at Indy and Larry's set up. So I couldn't do the run. But the year before, I did the run. And to have the helicopter lead the way is pretty wild. It really is. You know, you got a helicopter, then all the bikes behind it. You know,
yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But PG, I got to tell you, man, you do a great job. Proud to know you, man. I love you. You're awesome. He's the president of the New York City Punishers.
Yep.
And he's a great president. He does everything he can do to make these rides amazing. And he supports everybody. He supports R1 Rock and Roll for a Cure. He's out there doing everything that he's got to do. You are truly a great president, PJ.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, Dawn's event's coming up.
Yep.
On the road for the Cure. As soon as the 9/11 ride ends, boom, right into that. Anybody's events, I always post them. If they tell me, I'll put them on the page with the following. Our bike nights, we still get these insane numbers this year. Oh, my goodness. We got rained out every bike night.
Yeah. Basically, me too.
One bike night, I couldn't get one.
You didn't get any.
Epidemic.
You got one.
Always
you got one
raining.
Bike night, and that was it. Unbelievable. But
I know you guys got a show to do, and I do appreciate you guys getting me on and plugging me up. Anybody listening, you can visit us on Facebook and Instagram, NYC Punishers. Very simple to find us. The event is everywhere. Johnny, I know you posted the event on all your pages as well as you did to Kate.
Yep.
Guys, yes.
Appreciate the support. Share if you can't show up. Keep motorcycles alive and thriving. Support everyone. Always support the community or it's going to vanish.
You got that right, brother.
Yes.
PJ Marcel, everybody, man. President of the New York City Punishers.
Yes.
Thank you for coming on with us, PJ.
Thank you, PJ.
See you guys this weekend. Thank you so much.
You got it, man. You be safe out there,
thanks,
brother.
Thanks, PJ. We love you.
Love you, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Right.
Does that guy bring the energy or what?
Yes.
I thought I brought energy. This guy brings energy.
Oh, no, he really does. You know what? My favorite thing, though, is at an event, watching him work the room, if you will. It's just fantastic.
Yes, it really is. I'm glad to know him. Proud to know him.
Yes.
And he does a great job. He supports everybody. And he makes sure to make everything as big as it can possibly be.
Huge.
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 Huge. Unbelievable. So we have a lot of other stuff coming up that we're going to get to after the break.
Yes.
And that's it, man. So I'm looking forward to this weekend, Kate. So anyway, I am Johnny Rizzo. I am with Kate Fox and Big Chris Beckins. We are Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Hey, guys, you can win a cabin on the High Seas Rally.
Yes.
Go to MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com. Enter the win. And you can be on the boat with us, hanging out.
Ahoy, matey.
Ahoy. I cannot wait for that cruise. Of course, you got to pay for the taxes.
I can't wait for the pictures.
All the other goodies. Oh, my God. And we'll be with our friend there, Gary Michaels. But we'll be right back. Right after these messages.
Boom!
Bow!
We want to buy your pre-owned Harley-Davidson motorcycle today. We purchase all used Harleys any year and any model. Harley-Davidson of Nassau County.
Call 516-409-9200 or visit their website, NassauCountyHarleyDavidson.com.
Ah, you've asked, GM80s. We want to send one lucky listener and their guest to the ultimate biker vacation.
Motorcycle Mayhem is teaming up with the High Seas Rally. Arr. The world's only motorcycle rally at sea, where bikers from around the globe take over a cruise ship for 7 days. To enter, fill out an entry form at MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com or on our Facebook page and click the contest banner.
Contest ends September 20th.
Visit HighSeasRally.com for all the info that won't fit in this commercial. Winner is responsible for select cruise ship options and packages, port fees, taxes, gratuities, and transportation to and from Tampa, Florida.
CycleFish.com, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio, and the High Seas Rally Cruise present the world's only biker comedy hypnotist, Gary Michaels. To signal Gary Michaels, just click on GaryMichaels.net.
We'll be right back.
Look and feel good this riding season with casual and armored long-sleeve flannels from Leather Up. Leather Up is your source for iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability. Visit LeatherUp.com.
Bikers Info USA, the first bikers app by bikers, for bikers, and it's free. National and state events, Sturgis and Daytona, Bikers Info USA. Every motorcycle manufacturer dealer listed. Biker products for you and your bike. Bikers Info USA. Find the places to go, places to party, places to stay at every event. Bikers Info USA. Download it now. It's free. Bikers Info USA.
Save the date. The 14th annual Rocking the Road for a Cure Motorcycle Running Classic Car Show for Breast Cancer.
Sunday, October 1st at Marjorie Post Park in Massapequa.
With the after party at the VFW Hall at 191 Veterans Boulevard in Massapequa. Trophies, raffles, vendors, food trucks, live music, and more.
Register online
at rockingtheroadforacure.org.
What's up? We are back. I am Johnny Rizzo. I'm with Kate Fox and Bay. Chris Beckins. We are Motorcycle Man Radio. Well, a lot of stuff coming up.
Lots and lots.
Lots of stuff coming up, Kate. Ah, Sunday, October 1st. What do we got?
Sunday, October 1st. We have Rockin' the Road for a Cure, their 14th annual motorcycle run.
That's going to be awesome. There's
going to
be plenty of stuff going on.
Fantastic. We are going to have... What time is registration?
9 a.m.
And kickstands up?
At 11 a.m. No, registration from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And the kickstands up, Kate, when's kickstands up?
I just asked you.
11 a.m.
That's what I thought.
I told you that.
And it's at Marjorie Post Park.
Yep.
On Unqua Road in Massapequa.
Yes, sir.
And there is going to be a car show.
Well, the car show is going to be at the other end.
Well, yep. That's where I'm heading. There's going to be a car show as well as our vendors and food trucks at the VFW.
Well, 727-191 the Veterans Boulevard in Massapequa. There's going to be food trucks, vendors, trophies, cash, bar.
Music.
And you can be a VIP. If you're a VIP, you get your own little bar.
Oh.
Which would be really cool. So there's going to be a lot going on over there.
Motorcycle Mayhem Radio is going to be at the VIP bar, just so you know.
You know, you can pre-register if you go to rockandrollforacure.org.
Yes.
All right. And you can be a VIP. You can sponsor a rider if you like, or you can sponsor somebody or dedicate the ride to somebody that passed away. Like,
right. You know what I mean? Can do in memoriam.
There's a lot you can do with this ride. This ride's going to be huge. It's going to be the biggest one. I am challenging the motorcycle community. I want 2,500 motorcycles. Why not?
Why not?
Why not? If this guy's going to go and that guy's going to go, where can't they both go? And if that keeps happening, we can get 2,500 motorcycles. And it made sense, Kate. All right.
Did it make sense? It's freaking me out a little bit, your math. But you know what? This is October 1st is the first day of National Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
That's right.
So that's when we're kicking off, you know, this charity event that benefits breast cancer patients.
You know what? Someone knows someone.
Someone knows someone.
You know what?
You all know someone.
I know a lot. A lot of people. My mother had it.
I remember. I love you, Monica.
Yeah, everyone. A lot of people have it out there.
Yes.
And so every dime that you put into it, it's going to the patients and the president herself.
Correct.
Dawn D'Amelia is out there every other weekend delivering food, supplies, whatever she needs or they need. Now she needs whatever they need.
Whatever they need.
And
whatever she can bring to them that they need, I believe is what you meant.
Yes.
You don't speak very well.
Thank you.
Truly educated.
How did I get here? Right? But you know what? It's all going to do a good cause.
Yeah, it is. And,
you know, and
there's so much stuff that they provide.
If you go, all right, to www.rockintheroadforacure.org,
yes,
you can also enter to try to win a Harley Davidson.
No!
You can't enter, Kate, because you're part of the show. Sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, so. You know I only ride one way.
On the back.
Yes.
Right? Win this beautiful 2023 Harley Davidson Street Bob 114.
It is gorgeous. It's a gorgeous bike.
It's orange and black. I actually picked it out myself.
Did you?
Kind of.
Did you really?
Actually, Harley Davidson Nassau County. They picked it out for us.
So you're just taking credit?
I'm taking the credit, yeah.
Okay.
But it is a beautiful bike.
It really is. It's gorgeous.
You know, for a man or woman to ride this thing is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Great starter bike. Or if you've been riding, you can ride this bike. It's a 114. It's got a lot of power. It's got a lot of power.
I like how you do that with your hand when you say that.
I know. It's a habit. You know what I mean? The bike is gorgeous. So go to RockintheRoadForACure.org and enter to win that motorcycle.
Yes.
Make a donation. Every dollar, every dime, every penny goes to the cause.
Yes.
And that is so true. I've seen behind the scenes all that happens. All right. So, and the bike is going to be given away on April 14th at the Boogie for the Boobies. Okay. At 89 North.
You did that pretty good tonight.
I did, right?
Yes.
The Boogie for the Boobies, 89 North. 89 North Ocean Avenue in Patchogue on April 14th. So get in there, guys. Go online. And it's $100 a ticket. There's only 300 tickets, Kate.
Only 300?
Only 300 tickets.
Wow.
The odds of winning this bike are very, very good.
Yes, they are.
And it's not one of those things, you know, I've been to Daytona, and they're trying to raffle off a bike, and you buy a ticket, and you never see or hear about it again. Right? This is legit. We're running this ourselves. Along with them, okay? I'm a big part of this year. The motorcycle is real. The motorcycle will be given away. So you can win this bike. 300 tickets, Kate.
That's pretty good.
300
That's pretty good.
Tickets. $100. And you know what? $100, boom, you can win a brand new motorcycle.
Right.
Of course, you got to pay the taxes and the fees and the assembly and all that stuff. But, you know, you're getting a brand new motorcycle. Can't go wrong with that.
No, you cannot.
What do you think about that, Chris?
I think it's absolutely awesome.
Not that me or you really can ride that bike. But,
well, it'd be fun to watch. I mean, you know, for others.
Like, Chris, you got a motorcycle growing out of your butt.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it's going to be awesome, though. Really, really, really cool. I'm really excited about it. So, but let's move on now, Kate.
Yes.
What about this cruise that's happening out
this
there?
This cruise, this high seas rally?
High seas rally that we're loving.
That's on from October 28th to November 4th.
I will be on board.
You will be on board.
I will be on board. And so can somebody else if they win it. If they go to MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com, enter the win.
Yes.
You can be on the ship going where, Kate?
Going to, well, starting out from Tampa. Heading to Key West. Going to Cozumel. And then Costa Maya. The entertainment will be George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
Awesome.
Lita Ford's going to be on board all week.
Ah.
The Outlaws, Black Smoke Sinners, Steel Rod, and our dear, dear friend Gary Michaels.
I'm so proud of Gary because he's like one of the headliners now, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's actually the opening night when the ship first sails. He's on the main stage.
Oh, that's
the first
great.
Night. And he's going to be doing a show on Halloween night.
Ooh.
Which is going to be on Halloween night, I don't see.
That's going to be fantastic.
That's going to be awesome.
And then at the Key West Takeover, where Key West
shuts
is going to be shut down, George Thorogood and the Destroyers are gonna perform there.
Right.
So that, I mean, that's wicked cool. There's tons of custom builders, special guests. It's gonna be a great
sad,
time. What's
sad? You know, we're gonna be in Key West, right? Yeah. And George Thorogood's playing. They're shutting down Key West. They're gonna be on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to. I know there's a Sauce and Pepper guy.
All right? Oh my God, in heaven!
I know where
I
he is.
I didn't know what you were going for. I didn't. I don't want to know.
Right around the corner from Sloppy Joe's, this is really awesome Sauce and Pepper guy. So that's what I'm kind of looking forward to. You know what I mean, like
John. John,
I'm sorry.
There's some things we have to talk about in private. That's one of them.
Yeah, well, I'm really looking forward to the cruise.
You're going on this great cruise. Entertainers, bikers.
Sauce and Pepper.
Fun. And
the hidden...
you're going to have unlimited food. What is wrong with you?
What?
We don't have enough time.
I know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking like Sauce and Peppers like on Woodhaven Boulevard, nothing like that. Or Linden Boulevard. I'm talking Sauce and Peppers Key West, which is, hey, you know. Not as good as those guys, but still, it's the Sauce and Pepper guy that's hanging out.
All right, all
right. Bye, Sloppy Joes. So that's where I'll be. But definitely go to our website, motorcyclemayhemradio.com. And right on the landing page, right there in front of your face, you can enter to win this trip and hang out with us on the cruise ship. It's going to be a blast. And the 99% Radio Network guys will be with us.
Yes.
With Gary Michaels, and we're going to have such a good time, and it'll be memories made forever.
Boys, please just send them home intact.
There you go. So I want to thank everybody out there for listening. If you're on your way to Massapequa, be careful. See you out there. I want to say goodnight to my great friend, Jim Chinichi. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be sitting in the seat right now, probably. And my other friend, Randy Miller, who passed away, and I want to thank everybody out there and drive safe. Is it raining yet? No?
Looks like it.
It's raining.
It's definitely dark.
All right. Well, check out our website at MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com. Check out all our social media pages and our podcasts. We're everywhere, guys. And we are out of here. Good night.
Boom.
You've asked GM80s. We want to send one lucky listener and their guest to the ultimate biker vacation.
Motorcycle Mayhem is teaming up with the High Seas Rally. The world's only motorcycle rally at sea, where bikers from around the globe take over a cruise ship for 7 days. To enter, fill out an entry form at MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com or on our Facebook page and click the contest banner.
Contest ends September 20th.
Visit HighSeasRally.com for all the info that won't fit in this commercial. Winner is responsible for select cruise ship options and packages, port fees, taxes, gratuities, and transportation to and from Tampa, Florida.
Save the date. The 14th annual Rocking the Road for a Cure Motorcycle Running Classic Car Show for Breast Cancer.
Sunday, October 1st at Marjorie Post Park in Massapequa.
With the after party at the VFW Hall at 191 Veterans Boulevard in Massapequa. Trophies, raffles, vendors, food trucks, live music, and more.
Register online
at rockingtheroadforacure.org.
Look and feel good this riding season with casual and armored long-sleeve flannels from LeatherUp. LeatherUp is your source for iconic biker brands like Milwaukee Leather and Hot Leathers to give you the largest selections anywhere. Comfort, variety, classic styling, and affordability. Visit LeatherUp.com.